you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
That was the peace dividend, the money you get from buying 1% fewer explosions. Now here's the health dividend, the money you get from not letting the explosion's intended targets die of preventable diseases instead. Your species has a word for health dividend, which implies that health is a bonus, like a Christmas card from your bank. On Washonia, health is the default and disease is the bug report. On Earth, disease is the default and health is the dividend. This explains your economics. The Q. 6,665 diseases have zero approved treatments. Not in development, not awaiting funding, not someone is looking into it. Zero. If you are diagnosed with one of them today, your treatment does not exist. It has not been invented. Nobody is working on it. There is no wait list because there is nothing to wait for. Your FDA approves roughly 50 new treatments per year. At that rate, the queue clears in approximately 443 years. For context, 443 years ago, your species had not yet invented writing. You were painting buffalo on cave walls and dying of tooth infections. That is the timeline. You are on it. What it costs to fix. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million per year to operate. Servers, engineers, compliance, global integration. The boring stuff that saves billions. For context, this is roughly what your species spends annually on Halloween costumes for dogs. I need you to sit with that. A system that could test cures for 7,000 diseases costs less to run than the outfits you put on animals that don't want to wear them. Less than one fighter jet, less than one yacht, less than what FIFA spends on a hospitality, which is your word for bribing officials, but in a building with chandeliers. Why your trials cost a Tesla per person. Traditional Phase 3 trials cost $41,000 per patient. That's a Tesla per person to find out if a pill works. The pill costs 37 cents to make. The paperwork weighs more than the patient. This is called rigorous methodology, which is your phrase for expensive and slow, the same way vintage is your word for old. Then, the Oxford Recovery Trial proved you can do the same thing for $500 during a pandemic while panicking. They tested COVID treatments on more than 40,000 patients by, one, using existing hospital staff, revolutionary concept, doctors treating patients, two, collecting data electronically instead of sacrificing forests to the paperwork gods, and three, asking, does the patient live or die, not did they complete Form 27B in triplicate. Scale that globally, up to a 44.1 times cost reduction, same data quality, better real-world applicability. It turns out you don't need 17 committees to answer the question, did the medicine work? You just needed someone to ask it.
Your species spends $60 billion per year on clinical trials, and growing, because apparently inefficiency scales beautifully. Cut 97.7% of that waste, and you save $58.6 billion annually. That's the savings from making trials less stupid. We haven't counted the lives yet. I'm saving those for dramatic effect. On Washonia, we don't need dramatic effect. We just present data. But your species gets bored during data, which is how you ended up with 443 years of Q in the first place. What changes for the human who gets sick? This is the part that matters, if you are a human, which statistically you are. Right now, if you are diagnosed with one of those 7,000 untreated diseases, you enter a waiting room. The waiting room has no exit date. The humans in it die there. Not because a cure is impossible, because nobody funded the trial. Your species spent the trial money on a submarine that hides underwater, which is useful if your enemy is a fish. Each new drug approval is worth $1.62 billion in market value. Your FDA approves roughly 50 drugs per year. That is the speed at which a species with nuclear weapons and artificial intelligence has chosen to cure itself. On Washonia, we call this choosing not to. You call it the regulatory process. With 12.3 times more trial capacity, you could fund 10,000 new pragmatic clinical trials per year at $5 million each, still luxurious by recovery standards, test treatments for 7,000 rare diseases currently ignored because orphan diseases aren't profitable enough for your orphan-making economic system, cut development time from 17 years to 3 to 5 years. Most terminal patients don't have 17 years. This has not occurred to anyone in charge. Make medicines affordable by eliminating $2.6 billion development costs, roughly 90% of which is lawyers arguing about commas. That waiting room empties. Your treatment arrives in your lifetime instead of centuries after your death. I realize that distinction matters more to you than it does to me, since I'm not made of meat. The cost of taking your time. Disease costs humanity $397.4 trillion annually. That's more than global GDP, $101 trillion. The number sounds wrong because your economists spent centuries measuring productivity without accounting for the humans who stopped being productive on account of being dead. The missing piece is DALYs, disability-adjusted life years, healthy years deleted by disease. Globally, 2.88 billion DALYs annually. That is a large number of years of not being alive, even by your standards. Every day without this system costs $161 million in wasted trial spending alone. Delayed treatments cost 7.94 billion DALYs healthy life years over the full lag period, cumulative across all deaths and disability during the delay, not a single year's burden. The regulatory lag period is not a safety feature, it is a waiting room where people die. You just gave the waiting room a nicer name.
See the daily opportunity cost of inaction for calculations. The return. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million per year. It saves $58.6 billion per year. That's 637-to-1 returns on R&D savings alone, without counting a single human life. Include the lives, which you'd think someone would, and total societal benefit hits 84.8 million to 1. Even the worst case, where everything goes wrong, adoption is terrible, the engineers quit, and the servers catch fire, still returns an estimated 66 to 1. That beats every military investment in human history. Your worst medical outcome is better than your best military one. Let that sink in while you approve next year's defense budget. Or don't. I've been watching your species approve defense budgets for 80 years. You always approve the defense budget.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.